You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, case number 29, Break On Through to the Other Side by the Doors. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, and in honor of Jim Morrison's birthday today, we're taking a look at The Doors' 1967 single, Break On Through to the Other Side, the song that opens side one of their debut album. We'll listen to the track and review its lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on The Doors. Jim Morrison was born in Melbourne, Florida, on December 8, 1943, as the son of a U.S. Navy man. In 1964, Morrison dropped out of Florida State University to move to California to attend UCLA's film school. 2 months after graduation, he met Ray Manzarek, a gifted classical pianist and member of Rick and the Ravens, a Los Angeles blues band that featured two of Ray's brothers, Rick and Jim. With the idea of forming a band, Morrison auditioned for Manzarek, singing Moonlight Drive. Manzarek agreed, and the two recruited drummer John Densmore, a physics and psychology major that Manzarek met at the Third Street Meditation Center. In September of 1965, Morrison, Manzarek, and Densmore sat down to record a demo tape of Morrison's work. In addition to the three of them, they brought on Manzarek's brothers and a female bass player, who ended up leaving immediately afterwards because they didn't like the material. Fortunately for the remaining three, Columbia Records did like the material and signed the group. Shortly afterward, the band added guitarist Robbie Krieger, who Densmore had played with in a former band called the Psychedelic Rangers. In 1966, Jim Morrison christened the band The Doors, taking the name from an Aldous Huxley quotation from The Doors of Perception, a document about a mescaline experience. After 5 months of rehearsals, the band got their next big break. They were hired to play at the London Fog, a Los Angeles club where, on the last night of their tenure, they were seen by the booking manager for the Whiskey A Go-Go, who offered them the job of house band at the club. During this stay, their Columbia contract was released and they were signed to Elektra Records. This turned out to be good timing, as they were fired from the Whiskey after 6 months, due to Morrison performing an obscenity-filled version of The End. Their debut album was released in January of 1967, and side one began with a Latin-influenced drum beat, a driving bass keyboard line, and the following lyrics.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah.
With this song, The Doors helped usher in a new literary form of songwriting. The song opens with the line, "The day destroys the night, night divides the day," and it's an analysis of the mundane that is exploded later in the song by Morrison's vocals and his urging to push the envelope. This song was the perfect introduction to the album and a fitting opener for the band.
We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there, but can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Morrison's vocals are actually a combination of two different takes on the song. Elektra Records had a problem with the line, "She gets high." So as you'll hear in the first part of this next section, they censored the line and replaced it with one of Morrison's grunts from another take. According to Ray Manzarek, this was the last song that The Doors played live. It was during a gig at the Isle of Wight Festival. At the time, Morrison was on trial in Miami, but was given permission to attend the festival in England and then return to the U.S. to continue the trial. The band played one more gig after the Isle of Wight Festival at the Warehouse in New Orleans, Louisiana, on December 12, 1970, but reports say that Morrison suffered a mental breakdown on stage. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.